Welcome to the Seeing Your Inner Brilliance podcast, where you can get one step closer this week on taking total ownership of your desires and who you are. I'm your host, Charlsie Childers. Seeing Your Inner Brilliance is your anchor point for living an unstoppable life, and it's something you constantly come back to as you move through your day. Seeing Your Inner Brilliance is how you birth the life that you want for yourself. And I am so excited for this episode. And not only that, but our guest, oh my goodness, I sit down with my friend Jen, whose mission is helping midlife women feel freaking confident in their bodies. She is so amazing. She's an accredited life coach, a certified metabolic optimization coach. She's a mom. She's a wife. Oh, she's just so wonderful. She's been working with midlife women for over 18 years to help them learn how to take exquisite care of themselves so they can get their confidence and their power back. Oh, yes. She is a force to be reckoned with, and I am so excited to have her on the show today. In this episode, we talk about relearning how to take care of ourselves. Do it from a super healthy space of nurturing ourselves and wanting to versus taking care of ourselves because it's a last resort or some sort of checklist item at the bottom of our to-do list. We also talk about embracing the changes our bodies go through. Has anybody experienced that? Oh, lordy, lordy. And embracing the woman you'll be on the other side of embracing these changes. So, you know, the changes, I mean, babies, aging, menopause, you name it, it's there. I just love Jen so much, and I know you're really going to enjoy listening to this conversation because we can all give our bodies a little extra love, right? They do so much for us, and incredible things happen when we do take care of them. We show up confidently and take confident action. We can be there for the people around us. We're a better, happier version of ourselves. We enjoy life more and we enjoy sex more and feel content in those intimate moments. The list goes on and on. This is such a feel-good episode and I know you're going to love it. Jen comes from the perspective of body confidence and taking care of yourself in your 40s and 50s. I mean, come on, that's her mission and her life's work, right? But the core message in this episode is the same no matter what age you are and what stage of life you're in. So enjoy being uplifted today and be sure to check out Jen's effortless guide to midlife body confidence. That link is in the episode description. But before we dive in, are you ready for this? Oh my goodness. I want to tell you about a couple super exciting things that are happening in my world. Oh my gosh. Things are popping off in incredible ways. And I'm so excited to be able to support you in these ways. All right. So first up, I just released my first masterclass called Made for More. This is for driven women who desire more in life and are ready to own the life you feel called to. The vibe we're tapping into in this masterclass is trusting that your feelings, you know, those ones that you feel inside of you, that nudge on your heart that keeps itching and nudging at you, knowing that they're real. We tap into stop feeling like you have to apologize for or justify wanting the amazing life you envision for yourself to those people around you who just don't seem to get it or support you. Can I get an amen to that? And we're tapping into believing that your desires are connected to your calling because they are. But just in hearing that truth doesn't necessarily mean that you fully believe it and much less fully feel it. So that is the vibe that we're tapping into. This is an hour and 50 minute replay of the masterclass that I did where you learn why we can feel crazy, guilty, wrong, or ashamed for wanting more and the three ways to dissolve these feelings. You'll find out the natural superpower among us incredible women who want to do big things in this world and you'll discover the core beliefs to ground into that will help you own the life you feel called to. Oh, it is so, so good. And oh my goodness, I needed this masterclass so bad 6 years ago when I first acknowledged those feelings inside of me, where I just kept thinking to myself, there has to be more to life than this. This can't be it. I thought I was going to be happier. Why aren't I? If I had listened to this, the next 6 months literally would have been so much less painful and confusing for me. So I want to spare you the same pain that I felt. It's coming back. Oh, I get that 30-year-old version of myself. She was in a lot of pain. She was crying on lunch breaks because she didn't know what was wrong with her for not being as happy as she thought she should have been, because she had, you know, laid out this pretty little plan for herself. She had gone to school. She had done all the quote unquote right things and checked all the boxes, yet she wasn't as happy. She wasn't fulfilled. In fact, the more she ignored these feelings, the more miserable she felt inside. And so that was a lot to wrestle, to be honest with you. I was beating myself up for feeling ungrateful for the life that I already had. I couldn't understand why I just couldn't be content with that good life when I really wanted an amazing life, and it was so hard for me to be able to own that. So that is exactly why I did this masterclass. You can expect to walk away feeling free to want what you want, and empowered to take action on your desires with or without support, validation, or proof. And if it can get any better than that, right now when you purchase this masterclass, you'll receive a free follow-up call with me. That's a free $97 value. I mean, come on, that's a no-brainer. So this is the time for you that after you listen to the masterclasses, we will get together on a follow-up call. You can ask questions that are related to your current feelings and your current situation that you're going through. I'll give you professional advice and support on how to navigate those tricky and confusing and painful times. And you can be in the energy of me, someone who has been there. I totally get it. And also at the same time, I have fully experienced the goodness that comes from owning the life that you are called to. So again, check out the link in the episode description. And then the second announcement is that my new program, Be That Girl, has just been released. This program is all about empowering and equipping you to be the woman who has everything you want before you see the results of it. This is a high-level immersive experience where confident, consistent, and aligned action becomes a natural extension of who you are. It's a powerful 6-week journey of embodying your future self now, so you can prove to yourself that your vision is possible and you are worthy of it. Because let's be real, most people wait for the physical proof, physical results, or physical approval to feel validated and assured that they can achieve the success, they can make the impact that they want, whatever that looks like for you. And then that is when they decide to feel successful, feel worthy, feel like they are truly doing good things in this world and big things in this world. But in Be That Girl, I teach you the mindset, psychology, and energetics to cultivate the confidence to be the successful, worthy, accomplished, high-impacting woman now, so you can take action from that place. It's a complete shift to be the woman who has the results that you want and be her now. Not 6 months from now, not a year from now, not 5 years from now or 10 years from now, not when you become the New York Times bestseller, not when you replace your nursing income, not when you write the book, not when you make the impact that you want to make, but right now, before you see the proofs, the results, and the validation. It is time to stop waiting and start being her. And guess what? We are in pre-sale right now, which means pre-sale pricing, baby! So you get $200 off right now when you join. I don't know how long this deal will be available, and there are limited spots. So if you feel a rising of excitement within you, check out the Made for More Masterclass and be that girl. Both of those links are in the episode description. Oh my goodness, I am so thankful you are here today. I'm so thankful that you're listening to this conversation. No matter what season you are, no matter where you are in life, I want to pour into you and remind you that you are amazing. You are worthy of your desires. You are worthy of feeling connected to your calling. You are worthy of being that woman you want to be before you get there. You do not have to wait to be her. She lives inside of you. It's all about waking up that lioness. Oh, so good. All right, so without further ado, enjoy this conversation with Jen.
Jen, I've been so looking forward to our conversation the past couple weeks since we first planned it. So thank you so much for being here today.
I am excited. I am so excited, Charlsie. This is amazing. It's just, you know, it's a new year and I'm excited and we're all feeling, like we said, the energy's flowing, right?
Yes, the energy is flowing. But like we said when we first started this podcast, that before we hit record, is that we've got to get the energy flowing in the right places, in the right direction, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, so that's exactly how I feel. Yeah.
So today, speaking of that, we are going to talk about some really powerful ideas and concepts. And I know you're coming from the perspective of helping midlife women, you know, take care of themselves instead of looking to the fad diet or the body structure or something like that. And so, my first question is, like, how do you shift that perspective? From doing things because you have to feel like you have to do them or you need to do them in order to get to a certain place.
Yeah.
Versus taking care of yourself, loving yourself because you want to. Yeah. Like, that's a totally different energy.
Oh, it's totally different. So many women come to me. They're in midlife. They're in that, that in between, they call the sandwich stage of life where raising our kids and our parents maybe need us. And so how do we start learning to take care of ourselves when all these people need us? And all we've been doing is taking care of everyone else. And most of the time what we've learned, and this is what we have to relearn, how do we learn how to do it? We need to relearn how to take care of ourselves in a way that's nurturing versus pressuring versus at the expense of ourselves. Because like you said, we look for the external. How am I supposed to look? How am I supposed to be? How am I supposed to show up for everyone else? It's looking outside of ourselves, but it takes that internal, how can I be loving to myself like I'm loving to those around me? And that can show up in many ways. And a lot of times the assumption is that loving myself looks like I'm going to lay on the couch and just eat chips. And that might be for some women, but in essence, I find they come to me because they find that their health is not so good, or they feel like they can't show up for the people that do love them. And so I'm not saying you need to be on a diet. I'm not saying you need to be in an exercise program, but can you take better care of yourself? And what does that look like for you? Maybe that looks like taking a weekend off and asking your other family members to do the dinners, or you know, letting them know that I'm going to go for a walk and not be required to, you know, be available all the time. So, I mean, it looks very, you know, like I definitely deal with women in midlife that are going through a big transition. When you're in the early 40s to mid to late 40s into your 50s and 60s, you know, we go through what's called as the change. And with that change, we need to change how we're approaching ourselves and our lives. And so I hope that answers your question. I know it's a big answer, but I think, you know, for me, it's so nuanced because I get women that walk in the, you know, like that get on the phone with me and their first response is, I gotta lose this weight. And I'm like, why? What is it that's, you know, the precipice? And a lot of times it's coming from the external, what I look like, but then it's also the internal, I need to take care of me. And so that's where we start. And that's, hopefully that answers your question.
Yes, absolutely. That was so beautiful. And you tapped into several powerful things there. First of all, I heard when it comes to the people around you. And so for your women in the late 40s, the 50s, you know, those people can look different. You know, maybe it is taking care of your parents. You know what I mean? And your kids are moving out of the house, but it can also apply to women in their 30s, you know. Yes. Like when I first became a mom, and even still today, like they need me, you know what I mean? And in the 20s. And so that was such a powerful thing that you tapped into. And then also this change, mm-hmm. you know, whether once again, whether it's the midlife change or just any type of change we're going through, and giving ourselves permission, allowing ourselves to make that change and embracing yes. that change.
Yes, yes. There's so much resistance. I think what happens is because when, you know, the word about menopause is the change, and we've heard that word a lot. And I think a lot of fear is based on that. We hear a lot of women saying it could be very traumatic body-wise, because our bodies do change in the way that they respond to day-to-day. You might have aches and pains. You're not sleeping. Maybe you have, you know, night sweats. Maybe you have gain of weight that you know, like you didn't change anything else, but all of a sudden your body decided to change by itself. And so I think, like you said, it can be very traumatic when we go through this quote-unquote midlife change, when you're not prepared for, you know, mentally or internally. I think maybe, you know, psychologically and spiritually, a lot of times we have a hard time, we resist it. And so we might see it as a problem. Oh, my body's changing. My, you know, I'm getting older. Maybe I don't want to be in the same career. Maybe how we look at our significant other is different. All those things can, I do find a lot of women, they do kind of look themselves in the mirror and say, who am I? And like you said, going through, like having, you know, in our 20s, we go through a change. In our 30s, we go through a change. As you're having children, you have to look at yourself. And now you're like, I'm a mom. And sometimes you're like, am I prepared for this? And then you get to a stage when you're in menopausal midlife change. It's like, now what? You know, am I at the end of my life? Or is this another part of my life that I can change with it? And what does that look like for me? And can I change with taking better care of myself? A lot of times it's, you know, I think the question always is am I taking good enough care of myself? And the external, how we look is assumed, oh, you're not taking good care of yourself. And that's not always true. It just, maybe I just need to learn how to do it differently. Again, that's always how I look at it. It's spiritually, honestly, a lot of women, they just struggle with that internal battle that exists. And when we get to midlife, I do speak to a lot of women that have gone through, yeah, in my 30s, it was a big change when I had the kids, but it's really different now. It just feels different because your body, how it presents itself, you're no longer able to have children. So it's like, now what? Do I go play golf? Do I retire? Do I, you know, like, what do I do? So it's kind of like, we're almost like, I see it as like, we go through, you know, when we go through getting our periods in the first place, we go through a huge, you know, like we go through that, it's puberty. It's like, whoa, you know, we never think about it. It's like opposite of puberty that everything's like, but we're changing just like that. So our hormones are changing, our bodies are changing, and our life changes with it. And we're like, wow, you know, it's like, we think it's the end, but it's really not. It's just another amazing phase of our life. So I hope that answered that question again. So.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I knew this was going to be such an enriching, just delicious conversation, and hearing you so beautifully break down the changes that we go through. It really stuck out to me, this idea of the change that is predisposed on us, this change mm-hmm. that we don't really have control over, as far as, you know, menopause or the changes with our body when we're having a baby, or, you know, just different things like that. And then there is the other change where we do have control over, you know, whether or not we're going to give ourselves permission to embrace the change, or how we view it, or just different things like that. So what comes up for you when I kind of separate the two out, the two different types of change?
Yeah, I mean, it really is really challenging. Definitely, like you said, the circumstances, obviously our body's going to change. It's just a natural part of life. I think the resistance to our body change shows up in how we resist other things in our life. So I think it kind of, you know, like how most women present themselves, a lot of times the struggle exists because they want to control what's happening in their body as much as they like to control everyone around them and control, you know, like the world, it's spinning, you know, like let's stop the spinning. Let's, you know, like make sure I've got my list and everything's going. I think for a lot of women, like you said, we can choose how we show up for each change. I think is embracing the change that's happening. That's a normal part of life. And also it's like the uncertainty of life as well. So yeah, I don't know if that answers your question, but I think that that's such a, it's a big question that I get a lot of times. And in all honesty, Charles, a lot of the women, they come to me because they're like, I want to lose weight. And it seems so simple. I just want to lose, well, just, you know, just go on the diet and do the exercise and all that other stuff. But then I ask them more questions to dig into, like, what's happening for you? Why do you feel now is the time that you need to quote unquote lose weight? And it's because they don't feel confident in their life. And oftentimes that comes from a lack of confidence in their body. And, you know, it shows up in a lack of confidence in their body for a long period of time. So when we go through this transition, midlife transition, it shows up bigger than, you know, like we've been putting it off and we've been able to handle it. And now we're in like, oh, I you know, like my body's changing and I no longer can control and handle it the way I thought I could. And like you said, it's a choice. How can I choose to show up for this change in a different way? I think that answers your question. Hopefully it doesn't. I don't know.
Definitely, definitely. That totally, it makes so much sense. I often refer to it as onion layers. You know, we're peeling back the layers of why do you want to lose weight? Why do you, you know, as far as my clients, why do you want to, you know, build your dream or start, you know, taking actual steps towards the impact you want to make. And so it's like, okay, let's peel back the layers, peel back the layers. And I think whatever change we're going through, whether it's a shift in our careers or a shift in, you know, wanting to lose weight, you know, wanting more energy, those types of things, there's on the other side of it, at least from my perspective, on the other side of it, births a new person, a yes. new identity of ourselves in so many ways. So if you will, talk to us about the product, the end result, so to speak, and I want to use that term loosely, about redefining yourself or just allowing yourself to become the person on the other side of the change.
Yeah, that's so amazing because that's kind of what recently I've been reintroducing with my clients is identity-based habits. And I think James Clear talks about this and like, how can we become the person we want to be, my future self? And a lot of women are like, well, what's my future? Like grandma? Is it like being in a wheelchair? You know? And then I'm like, no. Let's picture, envision yourself as the strong, empowered, confident midlife woman going through the stages, being there for your grandchildren as per se, or living that retired life that's traveling the world. You know, what does that look like? And what does your body feel like? It's oftentimes it's like, how do I feel in the body that I have? And can I feel that now? So that person that I am today, how can I start? Am I willing to become that person by embracing those parts of those, that self today, to take the actions to be that person every single day? So in other words, those tiny little habits that can I focus in on today? And it can start with like one client I have her, you know, like she's like, I want to exercise. I'm like, well, okay, what does that look like? And at first she had this big idea of like 5 days a week and it has to be an hour at a time. I'm like, wait, hold on. Does that fit within your life right now? And so what would your future self say thank you to right now? And she's like, well, if I just was consistent more often. So I'm like, okay, what does that look like? So it's 7 minutes a day. She gets up every day, 7 minutes, and that's what she does. And she's consistent. That's what she does. And that's what her future self is going to thank her for. It's not because she looks thinner and could she put on the clothes that she loves? Could she stand in front of that mirror and say, you're awesome, because she decided to commit to herself, her future self, today? You know, it's taking those baby steps instead of looking at it like, if I don't complete all the tasks on the list, then my future self is like nothing. Or is it because I completed the one task that I know that's going to embrace, that I'm going to embrace, that that helps me become that future person that I know that I can be? Like you said, looking, you know, like putting on your goggles for the future. And who do I want to become? Do I want to become that woman that walks in the room that's wearing whatever the heck she wants, that has her hair, her makeup, however she feels, that she feels awesome? And then everybody goes, ha. Huh. And she's not doing it for them. She's doing it because that's just who she is. And that's really what I try to help the women embrace. And it's, you know, and maybe your future self is saying to you, you know, it's okay to want those potato chips. And I don't, there's nothing wrong with potato chips, but is your future self also going to say, it's okay to say no to them too? It's okay to say, you know what? You know what? I don't need potato chips right now. I know that I'm going to surf through this, that, you know, like I'm going to walk through this. I'm going to feel uncomfortable for a little bit, but I know on the other side of it, my future self is going to say, thank you, because I didn't eat those, because I committed and trusted myself in that process. So it's really about learning trust. It's learning about, you know, your future. Who do you want to be? That body confident woman that's able to say to herself, like, oops, I made a mistake, but I know that I always have my own back. You know, I always have my own back, that I know that I'm going to go out for a walk, even though it might be, you know, it might be chilly outside, or I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go back to bed because I am tired, or I am going to, you know, take a day off because I need that time to myself. I am going to say no to all the things that everyone's asking me to do. I'm not going to say yes to everything. I'm not going to fill my calendar up with, you know, all the activities. I'm going to do a 20-minute workout versus an hour and a half workout every single day. I'm going to stretch instead of worry about the fact that, you know what, I didn't get in that hard workout, but I am going to stretch. I'm going to do those things. So, you know, it's kind of that stuff that's awesome. So,
oh, preach, 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 preach. Oh, that was so good. And if you're listening right now, rewind that to about the 11 or 12 minute mark, because Jen, oh my gosh, that was so unbelievably incredible. Just so many nuggets of wisdom. And I absolutely love the practical, you know, client example that you gave. You know, she went into it saying, I should work out 5 days a week for an hour a day. And, but what is in reality is 7 minutes, and that's what she can do. And so I do have a question about that. But one thing I want to point out, and I just did this on the calculator, there's no way I could calculate that in my head, but if you work out 7 minutes a day, 365 days a year, that is 2,555.
Amazing, right?
It's amazing. Right. Yes, yes, yes. And yes. So, Jen, from your perspective and expertise, anytime there's a shift, anytime we're wanting to make a shift in our lives, it's like a flood of shoulds come in, just like your beautiful client. I should work out 5 days a week. I should work out an hour a day. You know, maybe it's this, I should do, you know, Peloton exercises. I should do all of these things. So what are some tips or advice you have about just shedding the shoulds and separating ourselves from them?
You know, the biggest thing is that I like to address that in the aspect of like, okay, you know, why do you believe you should? And I always ask the question, what makes you believe that? And I ask that because a lot of times we have our own, you know, we talked about those internal beliefs of what we've been taught from childhood to what we've been taught from society or whoever, whatever. Or maybe this is something that we've believed for so long because we read an article and you know, XYZ said you should. And so I think a lot of times I ask you, why do you believe that? And is that serving your future self? Or is that serving you to expend yourself to the point of you not wanting to do the things that you really want to be following through with? So I see that we as human beings are, we're going to make mistakes. I think the hard part is we have a hard time recognizing that the shoulds actually don't give us the capacity to have the energy to do the things that we want to be doing that's going to uplift us, enrich us, give us more life. But we find ourselves having a list of to-dos and shoulds and forgetting that that's actually more draining, and it takes us away from being the person the future self that we have the capacity to be. So I like to say, would we like to empty our tank, or we want to fill that tank back up again? So how can we fill that tank back up again? By letting go of what you should be doing and creating what you are and who you are, because you're amazing, whoever you are. You know, we're born. And like, I don't know about you, but I don't think I worried about my weight until somebody mentioned it to me when I was 10 years old. And so most of us don't worry about what we look like, until somebody mentions it to us, and then we start the list of shoulds. So I think it's important to recognize, I think even women in their 40s and 50s, is that just because you've been feeling this way for a long period of time, you can't just switch the shift and say, well, you can't. No, you have to not think that. I believe, like, let's create a new belief, and let's prove that belief by actually showing up for that belief. And you can always go back. It's okay. If you want to do an hour of cardio a day, okay. I don't stop my clients, but I want them to build the belief in themselves so they have the authority and the capacity and the confidence in themselves, because we all have that capacity. We just need somebody to help us kind of like hold the belief for us for a little while, maybe like give us a little boost, because sometimes it's really hard, you know, as a mom, as a woman, as an entrepreneur, it's hard. And so we're tired sometimes, and we're like, I can't believe this stuff all the time. And how do I build the belief? So I help them learn a new practice. Let's build a new belief. Okay. Let's get to the place where it's neither good nor bad. It is what it is. And let's go from there. So maybe an hour a day is what you need right now. Maybe a half an hour. And then let's talk about it. Did you learn from that? And they're like, yeah, that didn't work out so well. Okay, let's come up with something that's going to work for you. Are you willing to do that? I always ask, are you willing? You have to ask the person. If you're not willing, I mean, I don't know about you, but anybody that comes into my sphere and they're like, I'm just not willing to give that up, I'm like, okay, well then maybe this is not the time for you to change. And that's okay. It's really, honestly, that's what we need as coaches, as a woman in this world. I don't want to be forced into anything, and I certainly don't want to force anybody else to change who they are just because I believe they should. So I always put it from that perspective. But anyways, I hope that answered your question.
Yes, definitely. Oh my gosh, I love the parallels in our work and what we do. We help women in two different ways, but it's so... Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out right now, because I was literally, before we recorded, I was writing my email to send out for this week, and I was literally breaking that down of, you know, first of all, tallying up, you know, when we catch ourselves in the shoulds, just bringing awareness, not to cast judgment, from a place of awareness. And then when we catch ourselves doing something because we feel like we should do it, then breaking it down. Is it necessity based? Is it backed by a need to do it? I need to do laundry because I don't have any, you know, bras or shirts or whatever. Or is it identity based? Am I doing this because I feel like I need to in order to lose the weight, or right, to look a particular way, or right, for someone to like me, for the approval. Right. So this, one of the reasons why I wanted you on here so bad is because I love the perspective that you come from.
Awesome.
At the surface, it looks like we are, you know, it's different, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the core, at the heart of it, it's the same work. And so I just feel so compelled to right now talk about what the things that we want in life, you know, when it's, you know, becoming more in shape or becoming healthier, you know, becoming a certain size, or from my perspective, if you want to show up on your dreams or, you know, achieve more freedom and joy in your life, then it goes back to the core of who we are and actually becoming the person. It's not in the doing, it's in the becoming. And oh, so good.
Yes. Honestly, Chelsea, it's really, you know, I found that in all of the coaching that I've had personally, and I know that a lot of times when our lives are, and I find a lot of the women that I work with are type A perfectionist, you know, all the things. And what happens is we become so, like, we don't have the, so when things aren't perfect in one area, I find for me, the clients that I get are the ones, they start over-focusing and on trying to be perfect with their bodies. And that's where we have to break that down. Why is that? It's because they feel dysregulated in their bodies. And it's because they got to find something that's perfect. And it's just that constant state of lack of esteem, a lack of confidence in themselves, a lack of confidence in their life. And so my body's the one thing that I think I can control. And like we said, is it controlling your body, or is it living within your body and accepting yourself in the body that you're in and then loving yourself for that? I think that's challenging for sure. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, so good. So if you will, talk to us about the Effortless Guide to Midlife Body Confidence that you put together.
Yeah, so this is something that, it's not a lot of the ladies, they think, well, oh, I'm fine. I just want to lose weight. Just give me the tactics, right? And so I think a lot of times it's mindset. So I work through a lot of mindset in the first several weeks with most of my clients. And so we can talk about tactics. You know, sure, you can increase your protein and let's figure out the small habits. But I think the one habit that we need to understand is like, how can we shift our mindset in order to create the body that we want? And the body that we want is on the other side, the future self. And honestly, I see women that are not necessarily, quote unquote, losing weight, changing the way their body looks. It's how they see themselves. Then they start treating themselves in a way that's in line with the confidence they have in their body. So I believe, you know, like show up for yourself. Give yourself, I think Mel Robbins talks about, give yourself a high five in the mirror. Give yourself the option. So I talk about, you know, like you got to have some body trust. You've got to learn how to trust the body that you're in, because we spend so much time like, I'm hungry. This is bad. I'm not supposed to be hungry. So it's learning that this is a natural part of our life, you know, that, you know, changing how you see yourself in the mirror, how you put clothes on. We put clothes on, that we hate. And why do we do that? Because somebody told us we're supposed to wear that. Like, get rid of it. Put the clothes on that you love, that make you feel good in your body. Put, you know, like stand in the pictures, in front of the pictures with your face smiling. Take pictures of yourself doing the things that you love. Like if you're with your family and you're on vacation and you're hiking, or if you're walking with your dogs, or if you're like standing in front of a museum and you love it, take a picture of yourself so you can remember that smile, and smile so you can remember that. And don't worry about what other people, because people are going to judge. You're going to judge yourself, but people are going to judge based on their beliefs or whatever. But that's what's most important. If you can keep stepping out and saying to yourself, I can do this. I have the option to trust myself. I have the option to not beat myself up. I have the option to not tell myself that I have to lose weight in order to like my body. Then there's where the beginning starts. That's where it's effortless. That's where it's like, you just show up and put the clothes on. I have clients, they're like, yeah, I can put the shirt on and I get a picture and I love the picture. And I might not be the weight that everybody thinks I should be, but I got the picture because I love that shirt and I love my smile, and I smiled and I showed up and everybody's like, you look awesome. So it's really about that, I think. And so it's just a little guide. It's a checklist, and it's kind of walking through just simple stuff, you know, stop spending time on Instagram photos that are not serving you. Instead of comparing yourself to the 20-year-old, get rid of it. Stop following them. Stop spending time and you know, we paint shop. So spend the less time doing that and spend more time, you know, engaging in the material that actually uplifts you, that encourages you, that helps you create that person that you know you are. And then share it with other people and uplift other people. So that's really what my guide is about. So.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm going to have to download it and check it out, because yes, it sounds like, you know, yes, when we say simple, then we can automatically think, oh, I know that already. I know that already. But knowing and actually doing what we know are two entirely different things. And right. So there is so much power in the simple and in the small. And I absolutely love this guide that you have put together. Oh, it's so wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah, it's just a practical tool. Like you said, oftentimes we just need to be reminded. I don't know about you, but I get involved in the day to day. And then I'm like, I forget to even say to myself, hey, you're doing a good job. Or, you know, just reminding myself, I'm feeling down. Why do I feel down? Maybe because I didn't spend any time like giving myself a high five and encouraging myself. I think a lot of times we just get into the motion of things and forget that those things actually are the foundation for us to feel good on a daily basis. And we're never going to feel good all the time, but if you can make more of an effort and practice, then you're going to feel better more often than not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I find that when we take these simple, small, consistent actions, then we are literally moving ourselves in the direction of becoming the person and the woman we want to be. And simultaneously, we are clearing out the old noise, the old patterns, the disempowering beliefs and habits that we have grown so accustomed to. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is so, so true. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
So good. Oh, Jen, thank you so, so much for being here. Before we go, do you have anything else you would like to add in any way?
No, the only thing I do spend a lot of my time on my Facebook group. It's the Diamond Divas Metabolism Academy for Women in Midlife. I know it's a long, I am looking at changing that name, but, so if anybody, you know, would like to hear, but I really enjoy these conversations. I show up on my Jennifer Pratt Brango, my Facebook page, my profile a lot. I don't spend a lot of time on Instagram. Sorry about that. But if there's any woman that's looking for, you know, like looking for support, again, I'm here to uplift other women. I don't necessarily have to coach you, but I love, like you, I like to share with other women. And if they're looking for support or they're just saying to themselves, I would like to be a part of something and I know that I need confidence, I would like more confidence in my body, then, you know, definitely download my guide because that will be helpful for you. And it's definitely, and share with other people. But I recommend get in the pictures, ladies. Put your smile out there because we all need you. We all need these. We need more and more women showing up and being confident in themselves and not worrying about what they look like or weigh to other people.
Oh, so good. So good. Thank you so much, Jen. I'll be sure to include all those links in the description.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Chelsea. This was awesome. I appreciate thank your you. Time and I'm honored to be here.
I told you that was going to be good. Oh my goodness. I hope that right now you're feeling so uplifted. Maybe you're starting to see your body a little bit differently, or maybe you're starting to feel a little bit more excited and open to nurturing and taking care of yourself and your body. And whatever that looks like for you, I hope that you are leaving here feeling a little bit more poured into, feeling maybe fired up to, you know, really take this on of, yes, I want to feel good in my body and I want to feel good right now, as good as I felt maybe in my 20s or at other times in your life. If that is the case, definitely reach out to Jen. She's amazing. If I haven't said it enough already, also check out her Effortless Guide to Midlife Body Confidence. And then if you are interested in the Made for More Masterclass and Be That Girl, if you want to own the life that you feel called to, and if you're ready to be that girl who has the desires, has the things that you want in life, and you don't want to wait for the physical results, proof, or approval for that to happen, that you want to step into being her now, yes, then let's dive into Be That Girl. All of those links are in the episode description. Thank you so much for being here today. I am so proud of you for carving out this time and doing something for you because you deserve it. As Jen said, she said, we shine when we are around each other. Yes. So see your inner brilliance and shine that light to the world because you're wonderful. And I'll see you next time.